You've been playing around town for a long time. How did you become involved in bringing, well, the music, jazz music, into churches?
Well, you know, I started playing in churches as a kid. I was a organist at a Catholic at St. Peter's grade school. I started in fourth grade. And I've always been interested in merging both the sacred and the secular. But one of the real turning points for me, Chuck, was actually when I was at the UMKC Conservatory. And through our good buddy George Salisbury, I got to meet Mary Lou Williams. And Mary Lou Williams at that time was doing a lot of sacred music. And that really turned me on to the amazing possibilities of doing jazz in the church setting.
And, of course, when you shook Mary Lou Williams' hand, you knew it was like putting your hand in a vice grip, you know.
I have shook many hands. I have never shook a hand like Mary Lou Williams. That was one of the strongest hands I've ever shook. She was a two-fisted piano player, and she competed with, you know, the all-the-time greats. And when you shook her hand, you knew you had been somewhere.
And, of course, during that time back in the 1970s, we were both chauffeurs for the great George Salisbury.
We were chauffeurs and students of George Salisbury, one of the great all-time piano players and educators, but he never drove. So if you studied with him, you also became his driver, which I relished because it turned me on to the treats of Winsteads, as well as he told you all those amazing stories of all the people he played with.
All right. And you've played with so many greats, Kansas City greats, and really recorded so many artists that would not have been really documented otherwise, certainly not showcased the way your CDs showcase them, including the legendary Speedy Huggins. He did put out some cassettes with the Scamps, but he was truly under-recorded. And you captured him in a moment in time for your recording Humorous Intentions, along with the Kansas City Express. And it's a particular Kansas City song. Lieber and Stoller's a Kansas City song, Kansas City. And there's a great story about this about this session. You know, it was a late night session. There's Speedy Huggins in the studio. How did it go down?
We were up real late, as used to be at that time. You got cheaper rates if you recorded late at night. Plus, we also thought that you got better sound. But we were going to record with Speedy, and the session went long. And about 11:30 to 12, he fell asleep. And it was about 2 o'clock. It was time to record. And I woke Speedy up. I said, "Speedy, do you feel like you're up for this song?" He says, "Timmy, let's go at it."
And he did it in one take, right?
One take, Speedy Huggins.
Yes, sir. Talk to me now. Run work with you. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Yes, I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving land. I'm gonna get me some. I'll be standing on the corner 12th Street and Vine. Yes, I'll be on the corner 12th Street and Vine. Take a train.